Let's continue. I'll just continue. Like, I have four things. I don't know why the battery go out. But according to the Gaon L'chatchila, I'm not allowed to get dressed up the Eis Nidus. I don't think we pass in that way.
So even just a dress is
what? Don't wear your best stuff. Maybe we can take a minimalist approach to that and say, just like, don't get dressed up for a wedding or something. But again, I don't think halacha will be passing that way anyway, and I sort of said my shtickle Torah as to why. Okay, gentlemen, Talmudic Methodology 101. What is the first question you ask when you encounter a new halacha? We're going to learn a din about Hefsek Tahara. So what's the first din that you ask?
It's the
Makar. Where does it come from? In the Torah, is there any din of Hefsek Tahara? Hefsek Tahara, by the way, means that you know that you stopped bleeding. Is there any din in the Torah of Hefsek Tahara? Slowly.
I think maybe you alluded to when we were talking about Mitzvah Yom Kippur, so yeah, you had to do a Maisa in order to bring on Mitzvah.
Nachon.
So that would be the Hefsek Tahara.
But where does it say that in the Torah?
I just remember brought it up.
It's a nice idea. So the Torah, if you remember, has a... the Torah has a dinim of nida and dinim of zava. And the Torah writes, a nida means a woman who sees blood. So, shiv'as yamim tiyah b'nida sa, right? She's a nida for 7 days. It doesn't matter if I see blood for 1 day, 2 days, 7 days, I'm tameh for 7 days. And then the Torah writes, v'im tahara mizova means that she stopped bleeding. If you don't stop bleeding, you become a zava. If you go from day 7 to day 8. Vim tahara mizova means you stop bleeding. So I have a makar that there's a din of hefsek tahara l'cha'ora min ha'tayra by a nida going into zava. But by a zava, who according to Torah Lua has to keep shiva nikiyim, is there any makar in the chumash that is a din of hefsek tahara? So the answer is, it's really hard to find. So we have to ask. And if you look in the Badei HaShulchan on page, right at the beginning of Kuf Tzadi Vav, the Badei HaShulchan, page Reish Pei Zayin, says, well, let's analyze. Is Hefsek Tahara Dinda Oraisa or is it a Dinda Rabbanan? That's the first question. And like everything in Yiddishkeit, ready? The answer is A, Machlokes. No? It's so easy, like, to be Jewish. Right? Machlokes! Nope. Taka? Almost everything, no? How many gods are there? Don't you dare. Right? Most things in Yiddishkeit are machlokas, correct? Okay, so far so good. Now, there is a Tosfos Harosh, on Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph. The Tosfos Harosh Anida is relatively easy to find because it's printed on the Daf. And the Tosfos Harosh, there's also a separate volume of Tosfos Harosh. The Mishnah, the real sugya to learn over here is the Mishnah on Samach Chesem and Beis, going over to the Gemara on Samach Tesem and Aleph. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah about how many bedikos are necessary. Machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says that if a woman does a bedik on day 1 and day 7, harezu b'cheskes tahara. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you do a bedik on day 1 and 7, you only have days 1 and 7. Rabbi Akiva says you only have day 7. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara, in the context, speaks about a sugya of a toa. A toa is a woman who knows that she saw blood for 1 day, let's say, but is not sure when she saw. She chveis, I don't know, she had like some serious amnesia. She has no idea what's going on. She doesn't know which planet. Did I bleed today, yesterday, the day before? I have no idea. I remember I saw Adam for 1 day. Now, if you hold that tevila b'zman mitzvah, the Gemara basically says that the Toa woman, right, has to go to the mikvah 9 times. 1 day after each of the 7 days. Because maybe today is day 7, and I go to the mikvah tonight, right? Alternatively, you have to go twice because maybe you're Zava Katana. You only saw Dhamma once, so maybe you're Zava Katana. So therefore, you go to the mikvah 9 times. correct the Taisus HaRosh, nowhere in the sugya do we mention Hefsek Tahara. Hefsek Tahara doesn't make it to the calculation at all. So what's going on here? How come Hefsek Tahara doesn't make it to the calculation? So Taisus HaRosh suggests Hefsek Tahara is a Din D'Rabbanan. And he doesn't only say it's a Din D'Rabbanan. His lashon is, it's a Chumra Ba'almahi Midrabbanan. It's not just a Din D'Rabbanan, it's like a Chumra Midrabbanan. I'm not exactly sure how much to make of that word Chumra in the Tosfos HaRosh. And then he says, and even if you assume it's Min HaTorah, nonetheless you can learn the Gemara. The Pashtus in the Tosfos HaRosh is that he's Mesupik, where the Hefsek Tahara is D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. He's inclined that it's D'Rabbanan, but he says, you know what? Even if it's D'Oraisa, I could still learn the Gemara. Ayin Sham Tosfos HaRosh. There's one Shita who is abundantly clear that Hefsek Tahara is a Din D'Rabbanan. The Or HaRuach quotes the Perushim of the Rashbam throughout the Masechta. No, we don't really have. We don't really have the commentary of the Rashbam on Maseches Nida, but the Rashbam's comments on Nida are found in the Sefer Or HaRuach. Right at the beginning of Hilchos Nida, the Or HaRuach, the Or HaRuach quotes that according to the Rashbam, two things. A, Hefsek Tahara is a din d'Rabbanan. B, Hefsek Tahara is only necessary. Hefsek Tahara is only necessary le'inyin bayla, but not le'inyin tuman tahara. In other words, the Or HaRuach is saying the Hefsek Tahara is not necessary at all for taharos. It happens that in the in the Baal HaMa'or, you have the exact opposite shita. That maybe Hefsek Tahara is only le taharos, not le baila. That Hefsek Tahara is only taharos, not baila. Is exactly the opposite. And conceptually, obviously, the shitos should really matter. So the two shitos that we've had so far are not the mainstream shitos. You have the Tosfos HaRosh's Mesupik, whether it's D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. You have the Rashbam, who assumes that it is D'Rabbanan, and even the Din D'Rabbanan, according to the Rashbam, is only Labaila, not Lataharos. You have the Rizah, who's not clear whether it's D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, but whatever it is only Lataharos, not Labaila. And you have the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Isurei Biyah, Halacha Chof Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, the Rambam writes that if you have a Nida who does a Bedika during the Betoch Yimei Nidasa, and she finds that the dam stopped, so then you can count the Shiva Nekiyim. Let's say she does not do a Hefsek Tahara, and she does bedikos in middle of the Shiva Nekiyim. Let's say she checks herself day 3, day 4, etc. And then she goes to the mikvah after day 7 from when the dam stopped. Zak the Rambam, you bring a carbon. You bring a carbon. Now that is very clear that the Rambam is saying that in the absence of a Hefsek Tahara, you are Temeya Min HaTorah, so much so that you actually bring a carbon. Now, there are some who try to kvetch out of the Rambam. If you look in the Mishmeres HaTahara on page 71, he argues that maybe the Rambam only says you bring a carbon in the case that you missed Hefsek Tahara, and you did a bedika, let's say on day 3. But let's say I miss Hefsek Tahara and I do a bedika on day 1. So in that case, you don't bring a carbon. You see, usually chazakas are interesting, that they work forward and backward, no? If I do a bedikah now, so that tells me that I'm not a nida now. Great. And I assume, moving forward, I'm not going to bleed, right? I also can assume, based on the chazakah, that if I did a bedikah now and I was tahira now, so maybe I was tahira beforehand also, no? Chazakas always work backward and forward. Let's say, for example, I check my wine, and my wine is vinegar. For how long do I assume going backward that the wine was vinegar also? That's a whole discussion in the Gemara, no? Right now I have a cheskes vinegar in the wine. Let's say right now I go to the mikvah, and the mikvah now is chaser. So I have a chazaka, the mikvah is chaser going forward. But I also have to be worried that the woman who went to the mikvah half an hour ago was going to a mikvah that's not a complete mikvah, no? And the woman who went to the mikvah yesterday, 2 days ago, a week ago, at what point I draw the line, right? But the halacha of chazakos seems to be forward and backward. That's the dinim of chazakos. So the pashtus would be, the pashtus would be that if chazaka works going forward and backward, so when the Rambam says that I don't have hefsek tara, but I do a bedikah on day one, what that means is now I have a chazaka even going backward that it's okay, and maybe I don't need a hefsek tahara in that case. And therefore the Mishmeres HaTahara argues that Baal Karkacha, when the Rambam says you get malchus, right, and you bring a korban in the case of missing a hefsek tahara, that means I miss hefsek tahara and I don't do a bedikah until day 3 or day 4. Because if I miss a hefsek tahara, according to Rambam, I do a bedikah on day 1, then I have a chazaka that I was not bleeding already yesterday, no? Already at the beginning of today. That's what the Mishmeres HaTahara, stresses. Now, one could also argue that maybe the Rambam, if you look in the Toharas Habayis, in Chacham Ovadia, on page 230, he has another dichli, another way of knocking this Rambam out, that the Rambam might not be proving the Hefsek Tahara is a din d'oraisa, even though the Rambam says you bring a carbon, because maybe the carbon of a nida is a carbon that comes from Hakshira b'Taharis, and maybe it's governed by different rules. Maybe this carbon could be brought even though we do not know for sure your status beforehand. Now, Bekitzer HaMa'asa, what we have is as follows. The majority of Rishonim that we surveyed assume that Hefsek Tahara is Dirabbanan. Right? You have the Rashbam, and you have the Pashas and the Tosas HaRash. However, the overwhelming majority of Rishonim assume that Hefsek Tahara is the Eraisa. Can we be mitzdarif the shitos that Hefsek Tahara is Dirabbanan? Ever. Now, why would Hefsek Tahara be Dirabbanan? And this we could say in two different ways, which will be relevant as we go forward. Way number one is that Hefsek Tahara might be Dirabbanan because you saw Dam and you had no Hargasha. Since you had no Hargasha, I don't know that you are bleeding, no? Min HaTorah, Dam Shalom HaHargasha is nothing. So therefore, one could argue that's why Hefsek Tahara is Dirabbanan. That Min HaTorah, my lack of Hargasha, suffices. If that's the pshat, that min atar, my lack of hargasha suffices, so in the mainstream shita, the hefsek tahara is d'oraisa, how do you account for the lack of hargasha? Right? Shouldn't it be d'rabbanan? Because without hargasha, you don't know that you're bleeding, and if you don't know that you're bleeding, you're okay. So the answer to this is probably that you don't need a hargasha every day of the Shiva Nikim. You see, when I begin to bleed, so that establishes that my yonah pasuach, one hargasha, especially if the Trumas Hadeshin and the Beis Yosef is correct, the hargasha is niftach makoira. So that hargasha is not for every day, no? If the hargasha is what the Rambam says, nizdaza dufa ve'ivareha, or the hargasha is zivas dabarlach, yesh machkar, maybe you need hargasha every day. But according to the position of the Trumas Hadeshin and the Beis Yosef, that hargosha means niftach makora. So that happens at the very beginning of the nida cycle. And then 7 days I continue to bleed, no? But I'm still tamei the whole time. Even though I don't have hargosha on day 5, 6, and 7. Because I had hargosha earlier. So until I do a hefsek tahara, I don't know that I stopped bleeding. If I don't know that I stopped bleeding, I can't assume that min hatayra, I'm not tamei because I'm not bleeding. Because, right, maybe I'm bleeding without hargosha. That's the way it emerges. Another possible mahalach over here is that the reason why why hefsek tahara is derabbanan is because we have a simple rule. If most women know that they bleed for 4 days, 5 days, whatever it is, right? You have a strong rove that we could follow al pi halacha, that the rove says that you are no longer bleeding. That is the approach of the Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef is quoted in the Sitre Tahara Sifkat in Chaf Gimel. Zichron Yosef assumes the Hefsek Tahara is a din dirabbanan. The Meshemua is that Rabbi Yosha felt that you can paskin like the Zichron Yosef with other snee from Lahakil. However, many other poskim feel that the Zichron Yosef is entirely rejected. Yes?
What do you mean dirabbanan deraisa? I'm very confused now.
If I didn't do a Hefsek Tahara, but I'm not bleeding. How do I know I'm not bleeding? I know I'm not bleeding. Right? So can I count Shiva Nikim? Min HaTayra. Now again, right? Let's assume you're really a Zava. And you really need, right? You're at least a Suffolk. You're at least a Suffolk Zava because of Chumrid Reb Zera. So that, in those situations, is that good enough? That's sort of what we're up to. Okay, Chevra. Yashar Koach, I just have to run. I'm going to a Levaya. If there is anyone besides the three of you who said that they are coming, so we're going now.